This is me at work, in my business, okay?
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, good. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
My name is Me.
Me? Me. That's an interesting name. Where are you from?
From here.
Okay. Yeah, from here. Me from here. Okay,
yes.
So I've made a note now so that as the conversation is going on, because I want to be a personable salesperson and I don't want to be just another salesperson, so I'm referring to you as Me.
Yes.
And from here, and you know, how's the weather here, and you know, these kind. So having these discussions, and so I'm taking notes with every phone call, and I take a lot of phone calls. So as the call comes in, I'm taking quick little scratch notes.
Right.
Those scratch notes are one-off stuff that I don't need to keep, that I don't need to use, that I don't need to take, you know, scan into my computer or anything like that. They're just one-off things so that I can be a better salesperson, so that I can be a better, when I say that, not to be salesy, but to be
personable.
To be more personable, because I want to be that person that I genuinely care about you calling me about your needs.
Right.
So I want you to feel that, hey, I care.
All the time. I go through notepad after notepad at work.
Me too. Me too.
Of important information in the moment that I need to refer back to.
But then
I have to shred it because I work at a clinic and it's patient confident. Like if there's a name on it, it's confidential. I need to shred it. So not only am I wasting paper, but I'm also, you know, spending time shredding.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here's my scenario. So I do this, and I scratch these notes, and then I take another call, and I scratch more notes, and then I take another call, and I got more paper, and I'm scratching these notes. And at the end of the day, you know, it's 10 minutes past the end of my shift. I'm still on the phone call's over, and thanks, have a nice day, and I'm out the door, and, you know, cash out and go.
Right.
Then the next day, I'm adding more notes, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my goodness, this stack is like this. I don't know whether any of that is important. So now, okay, I'm going to just, phone's ringing, I got to keep going, right? It's taking more notes, stack's getting bigger. Finally, I get around to going through, and I realize, wow, all this stuff is just one-off scratch notes. So I don't need any of this. I'm going through, oh, here's a paper that I do need.
Right.
And going through the stack, and I just wasted maybe an hour or more.
Okay.
Right.
Doing that. But then I've got a stack of paper like this.
Right.
So under my desk, I keep a box. So I'm doing this as to actually test the theory. Under my desk, I keep a box for recyclables.
Okay.
For shred. And that box is entirely full after just 6 months.
Right.
Okay? Entirely full. So you're talking a heavy box that's full of 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper.
Right.
That is just scratch notes. Just scratch notes.
All of which are recyclable, though.
All of which are recyclable, but it's now a box. I mean, the environmental impact, sure.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
But really, it builds up and it builds up and it builds up. And now I'm back to building up. Now this is under the desk. Building up. Okay, so let's put a stop to that.
This is building up to something.
I was just thinking the same thing.
So let's get some e-paper. So I picked up 2 e-paper tablets.
Okay.
To test.
Right.
And my theory was, okay, if I have a small pocket one, I can put this in my shirt pocket at work and I can take this to my meetings and I can scratch notes at my meetings. Perfect. Mm. Okay.
That's how much you pay attention in your meetings? Tiny little attention?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, for sure.
Tiny attention in the meetings.
No, I have an amazing memory if I just scratch notes. My scratch notes are just a bullet point, and that's an entire paragraph.
He's a genius. This is
No. But that works. Okay. So this one, I keep on my desk beside my phone. Now, I've been doing that for about 2 weeks now.
Okay.
I have no paper on my desk. None.
Right.
Not a one.
Right.
Because when I finish my notes.
Yes.
And then the call is complete, I push the button and it's clear.
I'm getting myself one of these.
Absolutely.
Okay. And here's why.
Okay.
I just went for a team building night at an escape room. And they had one of these in the escape room. And I was the note taker. And so when you were finding out, you know, clues and codes and trying to decipher things, I was using it, and then when we figured out that step, I would clear it and then start again.
Right.
And I loved it.
You don't need those notes anymore.
Right.
Somebody said to me, well, okay, so you're taking these phone notes.
Right.
How do you now transfer that to the computer? How do you now do something with that? And I said, I don't need to.
No.
These are my scratch notes. Now, at the end of the day, I look over it and I see all these, and I scratch things out because it works with my fingernails. So let's actually jump in here so that I can show you this. Let's see. I've got a camera over here that will give you a little bit of a better view. So I can take my notes here and I can actually scratch them out with my finger. So if I've got a note, I can cross it off like that with my finger. Nice and easy. I don't even have to get the stylus out.
Right.
Okay. And then to clear it, I just hit the button and now it's a clear tablet. So if I'm taking my notes, so I've got my notes here, and then at the end of the day, I've got maybe one that is not scratched out, so I clear it, and then I rewrite that one at the top of the list.
Right.
So I've got a note here that says, Jeff, call. And now I know tomorrow that that's the first thing that I need to do.
Right.
And then when I'm done that, so this thing gets full by the end of the day, and then I push that button, and it's clear again. It seems like such a simple thing, but it actually works. Need I remind you, sits on my desk beside my phone, not a single piece of notepaper.
Right. Okay.
Does so this one work similarly?
You have the two different sizes, one for your pocket, one for your desk.
Yep.
Have you found that one is more usable over the other?
Okay. So here are a couple of things that I've learned and things that I would look out for as you're shopping. Now, we do carry these, and I've got a selection in our shop. If you go to cat5.tv/ePaper, you'll be able to check them out. But here's what I would show you. This one is a little bit larger, and it has one feature that the little one does not.
Size.
They also have a stylus?
Watch this. So, no, they both have a stylus.
Oh,
so
okay.
They all come with a stylus.
I didn't see the stylus. Oh, that's fancy.
Are. So it's held in there.
Fancy.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to write away. So these are incredible notes. I can't write upside down. That's what it is. Now
it's
watch
like medical script.
I'm going to push the button. Ready? It's not working. Right?
Right.
Because this one has data lock.
What?
So that I can't accidentally bump that. Because there's a little tiny switch right here that I can trip at the beginning of the day just to make sure that I don't accidentally bump that button. Now, at the end of the day, I can flip that switch, hit clear, and it does it.
Huh.
Okay? This one here, this one does not have a lock button. So no matter what, if you accidentally hit that button, which I have done because this is meant to go in my pocket, it's not ideal. So you definitely want to be more careful with this one. This one's got the lock. So
I'm not kidding. This would be super, super helpful.
At work. It's perfect.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, people come in and they start talking to you and you just jot down. Boom, 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 boom. Or they're coming up, they're approaching, and you say to your coworker, oh, what's her name again? Oh, Lucy.
Right, Lucy. Exactly.
And then it's just sitting on your desk. Oh, hi, Lucy.
Right.
Usually, trying to build customer service and rapport.
Exactly. And usually it's things that I don't need long term. So I usually end up writing something, and then when it's done, I just scratch it out.
Yeah. Now you can clear it. Clear. No paper left that is needed.
I'm with you.
But that is the thing. So for myself, with my job.
Yeah.
I can't have short-term paper. Well, that's not true. I could.
I'm sure that
a lot of my notes,
yeah,
even if it's just a simple phone call, goes into a file for long-term information.
Your government.
So this would be totally useless for me unless there was the ability to download it, which these don't have, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So for long-term use, not such a great option. But for short-term,
it's not what it's for at all. So with this, so I scratch things in, and if there's anything that I still need, so after a meeting, for example, these are my notes. So these are my scratch notes, and then I sit down. The very first thing I do when I sit at my desk is I set that down, and I type out the long form of my scratch notes.
Right.
And I email them to the person I had the meeting with.
Right.
And I say, thanks for meeting with me. Here are my notes. These are the things that we discussed. These are the things that we're going to be doing. And this is what I need from you. This is what you need from me. And then clear.
Right.
Right. So, and there are scenarios where this is not ideal, of course.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course. But for me and in my environment, it works perfectly. So I'm really, really pleased with it. It has served its purpose. If it's not clearing, they do have a small battery in it, like a watch battery. Some of them have a watch battery. Some of them have like a CR2032. So you just have to change that battery. It will still work even without batteries, but it will not clear if it doesn't have batteries.
Right. Okay. I want to just see something here because I have a camera on my phone.
So there is no ability to plug this into a computer or Wi-Fi for printing purposes, correct?
Correct. Nothing like that. It's strictly e-paper. It's right on it, clear it. Right on it, clear it.
Okay. I want to see.
You've drawn a wonderful picture there, Sasha.
I am an artist. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be really clear with this because it's a question that I see as kind of an FAQ on Amazon. They are not at all illuminated. Okay?
Okay.
So you cannot, just like normal paper, you can't use them in the dark. It doesn't work.
Right.
Okay, but if you do take a picture and you want to use it.
You can use OCR.
You can just take a picture. And yeah, just email yourself. Yeah,
perfect.
It worked fine.
So you can get these. They're only $15 to maybe $25 for bigger, better ones. Yeah, they're cheap. And you can get them at cat5.tv/epaper. I think in my case, absolutely worth the $15 that this costs.
Oh, sure.
Because now my desk looks neater. I feel better. I feel decluttered.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel more organized.
Right.
Yes.
So it's a good thing.
I like it.